This is NEPM's Valley Voices Summer Shorts podcast. I'm Paul Katz from Amherst, and my story is titled Chasing Jimmy. I had not planned to tell the story at the Story Slam whose theme was missed connections, but I had a premonition that it might be the last time that I could tell it, because Jimmy's health was fading. I started telling stories 11 years ago at a monthly storytelling group in Atlanta called Carapace, which met at Manuel's Tavern. This is a story I first told there. My wife was in the audience and the opening line surprised her. There was someone else in the audience that night, which you'll hear about in the story.
Jimmy was my first love. I fell in love with his blow-dried, sandy-colored hair that he parted on the left, with his large, toothy smile. It was 1976, I was 15 years old, when I saw him on the billboard that said, "Hi, I'm Jimmy Carter, and I'm running for president." I fell for him right away. I knew that he and I would go all the way to the White House. And when he got elected, I was so excited. I signed up for an internship in Washington, and Jimmy invited me to his house with the other interns to a reception on the lawn with thousands of other people, but I was there. And I was so proud of him when he signed the Panama Canal Treaty because it was the right thing to do. And he brought lasting peace to Egypt and Israel. It was the right thing to do. And when we had that energy crisis in the late 70s, and Jimmy told us to conserve, I turned my thermostat down and wore a cardigan like Jimmy did. And I wrote a piece for the school newspaper telling people to, you know, save energy and turn off unnecessary lights. And the school librarian read that, and when she saw me in the library, she turned the lights off on me. But you know, we started to grow apart. I went off to college. Jimmy started to part his hair on the right. It's true, he did. And then the Soviets invaded Afghanistan, and Jimmy started recalled the draft, the registration for the draft. And I remembered Vietnam. I mean, I was young, but I knew what Vietnam was. I knew all the lyrics to Alice's Restaurant. And I had another love by then. It was Teddy Kennedy. So when Jimmy was up in the primary, I was supporting Teddy. But Teddy didn't win. And then Jimmy lost to Ronald Reagan. And I went into a tailspin. I was falling for loser after loser after loser. I mean, it was, what's his name, Mondale? I forgot his name already. Gore, Kerry, Michael Dukakis. I even had this thing for a short time with Howard Dean, the screamer. I did have a long-term relationship with Bill Clinton, but in the end, he broke my heart, that dress. But you know, Barack gave me hope, right? But you know, the thing about these relationships is that they're doomed to end. So after Barack, I decided to try switching teams. I voted for a woman. But you know, Hillary was another loser. So here we are after the trauma of Trump. I'm sorry, Uncle Joe? It's just not the same as these sexy guys. And you know, my ex is looking good. He's been a really good ex. So I did some work with Habitat for Humanity, like Jimmy. I gave to the Carter Center, you know, helped cure guinea worm. But I actually told this story in Atlanta at another storytelling thing called Carapace, which is held in Manuel's Tavern, which is where the Democrats in Georgia gather to plan and strategize, and where Jimmy actually got a start in his run for governor. And in the audience that night was one of his staff members, because the Carter Center was right around the corner from Manuel's Tavern. And she heard the story, and she told Jimmy. And Jimmy got to watch the recording of it on PBS, and he sent me a signed copy of his book. It wasn't one of his better books, but I still feel like we made a connection. But you know what they say, you never really get over your first president. Thank you.
That was Paul Katz from Amherst telling his story, Chasing Jimmy, at NEPM's Story Slam with the theme Missed Connections. I'm Katie Wright. I'm the producer of the Valley Voices podcasts. There are more great stories coming every week, so make sure you're subscribed to NEPM's Valley Voices podcast feed through NEPM.org or wherever you sign up for your podcasts so you won't miss a story. Valley Voices is a co-production of NEPM and the Academy of Music Theater. I'll be back with another summer short next week. Thanks for listening.